This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And thank you so much for sticking with us here on the Morning Run. Han and Joy is keeping you company this morning. It's now 7:40 a.m. Time now to look at global markets. So yesterday, U.S. President Donald Trump announced another $200 billion worth of goods out of China will be subjected to tariffs. 10% come Monday, September 24th, before going up to 25% by early 2019. Since that announcement, China has hit back with tariffs on another $60 billion U.S. dollars of American goods. On the line now, we have Dodge Dorland, Chief Investment Officer of Lender Infused Capital Managers in New York. Good morning, Dodge. Looking at these tit-for-tat tariff measures, those appear to have been well telegraphed. Was there any element of surprise in all of yesterday's announcements, you think?
Well, good morning, and yes, I'm beginning to see a difference between the absolutes and the relatives. And I also think there's a greater understanding that the U.S. will not be bought off as easily as it has in the past, that President Trump appears to be committed to fighting unfair trade to the U.S. and China's theft of U.S. technology. And he's willing to give up relative economic benefits in the short term, which has been so unusual for a country where the politics come in every 4 years and the ruling party is always subject to elections every 4 years. So there seems to be a change in what the United States appears to be willing to give up. At the same time, China is beginning to understand that the short-term economic promises have a decreasing value, and China may not have the same absolute dominance over the longer-term vision, and also may be more dependent and reliant upon shorter-term economic priorities. So there seems to be what is a surprise right now, is there seems to be a shift in the values, the pluses and minuses of both China and the United States, and a greater realization that what is going on now may have longer-term implications than just the short-term economic priorities.
Dodge, China has since vowed to retaliate, to which President Trump has said he's got another $267 billion U.S. dollars worth of Chinese import rights in the crosshairs. So should markets and investors, you know, just go ahead and price that in, you know, U.S. tariffs on all imported goods from China? And, you know, what would that mean for the global economy?
No, I don't think it should be priced in quite yet. Yes, it is quite possible, but I think there's a lot of bargaining, of compromise, of whatever can happen between now and the time when it actually hits. And we have to see how the U.S. and China play this game. And it is a game right now. So we will watch. But what is going to be really important, well, really meaningful, is if China gets to a point where it just can't match the U.S. in terms of the numbers, in terms of tariffs, where does the war go to from there? So where does it expand outside just the specific trade war? That's when I think the market begins to value the impact of what is going on and the potential longer-term implications.
So now, in terms of where this trade war is taking us, you know, are we seeing the effects in the financial markets first and then on Main Street? Is that the idea?
Interesting. I think the politics become first before you see the economics. And so where the trade war hits Main Street will be affected by the politics of the situation. So you can see that certain parts of the U.S. economy are being targeted by China because they appear to be the stronghold of President Trump. So, but I think that is rather short-term in nature, but that's the way the battle's being fought. And so you have to watch the politics first and then try to figure out what the impact is on the economics. And what we're beginning to see is different sectors now are becoming more dominant and also becoming weaker because of the political situation. And so there is going to be more volatility across the board, but the volatility is going to be created by the politics and the reaction to the politics.
Hey, Dodge, if I can just keep it on Wall Street. Look, last week you had Goldman Sachs warning of a bear market for U.S. stocks if there was a 10% tariff on all Chinese imports. I mean, it looks like we are getting closer to that line given what has transpired yesterday, right? So, you know, given those risks and given that projection there by Goldman Sachs, can U.S. equities still maintain its upward trajectory? We are seeing that the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, all ending in positive territory overnight.
Yes, no, that's true. We are getting to the point. Bear in mind, this particular bull market that the U.S. has been going through is one of the longest ones. It already is beginning to see some weakness because the averages are still going up, yes, but there are fewer and fewer stocks that are participating, so one has to be very selective. So, yes, it can continue for a while, but the time is coming anyway, regardless of a trade war or the impact of the consequences of the future. The time is coming when one has to be more circumspect and look at the technicals of the market as opposed to just the pure fundamentals of individual companies. So, yes, we are going to go through a phase where this bull market is going to come to an end. We're getting close to the top, but it does not pay to time it because it could go on for quite a while in terms of time. But once the belief, the understanding of what the tariffs and the trade war is going to occur, that's when a decision will have to be made as to whether the bull market that has gone on for so long continues.
Dodge, speaking about terms of time, I mean, do markets just have to dig in for the long term and adjust to this new normal? Because, I mean, Jack Ma recently said that this trade war could go on for 20 years.
Well, he made a good point. 20 years is a long time.
Yeah.
But the point is, it could be longer than one expects. So, yes, one has to dig in, and what has to, you really have to, investors really have to watch volatility now. And the difference now, the volatility that's occurring now, is really a reaction to politics as opposed to the fundamentals of particular sectors of the economy. And so the volatility is, and our markets have been very volatile in the past, and we're getting back to that. But this time around, volatility is going to be based on the political decisions and the perception of what is going to go on in the future and how it affects specific sectors as opposed to the fundamentals of company, the fundamentals of the sector. So volatility is returning. We've had it before. The difference is what is driving the volatility.
Dodge, you know, as a global investor, do you reckon that the U.S. is still the place to be? Or are there other markets or asset classes that investors can find shelter in the near to midterm?
Yes, good question. I'm going through that myself. For now, for the short term, because of the uncertainty of what's happening, we are seeing some countries like India is not willing to go to a trade war and is reacting a little bit more conservatively and positively with regard to the U.S. So we have to watch. Shorter term, it is going to be important. I suspect between now and the end of this year, decisions are going to be made that will improve our perception of the future of different stock markets and different sectors. But for now, one has to be very light. One has to be very light on their feet and be able to adapt. Now, we're not talking about trading every single day. We are talking about the perception of changing implications for different sectors. At some point in the beginning of next year, I believe we're going to see a much more certain attitude and a certain perception of what's going to go on in terms of the trade war and the global reaction to what's going on between two individual countries such as the U.S. and China. But for now, stay on your toes, invest with the shorter term, and do not worry, do not base your decisions totally on the fundamentals of companies, but more on the perception of a reaction to the companies to the politics.
Stay on your toes. Got it. Hey, always a pleasure speaking to you. That was Dodge Dorlin, Chief Investment Officer with Lender & Fuse Capital Managers in New York. We'll be looking at the business news here in just a bit, so stay tuned right here to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.